Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Welcome, welcome, welcome!
Well, we got a big day planned for you.
Oh, shut up! Oh, my God!
What's the occasion?
What's the occasion?
Why are you wearing pink dresses?
Why are you wearing a pink overcoat?
Today is National Pink Day.
What's your favorite color?
Pink.
I like pink. Pink is my signature color.
Why are you wearing so much pink?
Pink? It's my favorite color.
Pink!
Happy National Pink Day.
Showtime!
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2141. 2141.
Okay.
It is Wednesday morning at about 6:07 already. If you've been outside, it's rained already in parts of the valley.
Yeah.
Which is odd because I only live a couple of blocks from the radio station, had nothing, and as I came toward the station, all the streets were wet, so I'm assuming it already rained here.
I guess so. I had nothing either. Nothing either, but it's just sprinkling enough to just mess it up and make it dirty. We just need a big, big pouring of rain, man.
Just clean things up and stuff like that. So.
Yes, and fill up the lake. Can we all just somehow bring buckets out there and just dump water in the lake?
Well, that's where we originally get it from, right?
That's the thing. I don't know where to get it. It's like if I hook my hose up. It's
bottled water.
Yes,
you know
there
what?
We go. Maybe we can all just kick in. Everybody buy a case, this time to dump into Lake Mead.
Right. And we'll line the shoreline.
Yes.
And we'll just pour big bottles of water into the lake. So.
Oh, man, it's making me want to pee now. That's not good. I wish.
And of course, you being who you are without, you know, on the high seas in the boats and the pontoon boats.
Oh, it was low. It was very low. It is very odd going out there right now.
Well,
jeez.
I think we have bigger problems to worry about after last night's game.
Well.
Still trying to sober up over that. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on when John Schaefer shows up next half hour.
Do we have to?
I know. What's there to talk about?
What is there to? Yeah, exactly. More important, we need water.
Yes.
I know. Oh, boy, I was as active as my bladder. Jeez.
Okay. Partly cloudy. Chance of rain throughout the afternoon.
Good.
High today in the low 90s. It's 91 now.
Not a speck.
This is about as warm as it's going to get. So there you go. Enjoy the day. A few things we think you should know.
Okay.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know what? It's vacation time. We all know that. 3 out of 4 Americans going on at least one this summer. Now, they say if you want to save money on vacation, here's a hack for you. Don't let a guy plan it. They spend way too much money on vacation. They just overspend. Let's just stay here. Let's just stay there. Women spend way less. They really plan it out a little better. Look at prices. Things like that. I don't know if that holds true for everyone, but overall, they say that's generally the case. So I don't know if that's true for you.
Normally, I do all the planning.
Right.
Like, we'll talk about where we want to go and how we want to get there and all that stuff.
Yeah. Right.
And then we'll compare and talk about it and stuff like that.
I know that you, too, could, you know, go sleep on the floor at a, you know, family member.
I would.
Yeah, and Jody doesn't want an air conditioning in the window.
Right.
So, yes, that's
there are
right.
There are some, what do you call it, in the contract, some, she has a rider.
Yes, that's right.
She's a vacation rider.
And then the addendum to that. Yes, that's right.
So you have to be very careful.
Must have AC.
Not in the window.
Yes. Wow, congratulations to Vermont. They are leading the pack when it comes to vaccinations. About 80% of Vermont vaccinated.
Wow.
That's a huge deal. I don't know. Be careful. They may start, untapping the syrup taps out there. Woo! I'd like to celebrate, but I can't open my mouth. And researchers say, this is so interesting, single people smell different than married people.
Oh.
They have a different scent to them. They don't smell with something other than their nose. They smell, I don't know what that has to do.
Morty, take a whiff of me and then take a whiff of Carla.
I smell great.
Do you?
So.
I smell freedom. So what I smell, being single, right there.
I smell single. Really? All right, everybody take a whiff of yourself.
Yeah.
How are you smelling this morning?
I don't know what it is. It has to do with those pheromones. They say that single and married people smell different. They just smell different.
And you're not smelling the cologne or anything. You're like smelling your arm.
No, it would be their own, like, I guess, pheromones or their own natural scent.
Okay.
So I don't know if we would be able to detect that or maybe
that's why I'm saying maybe Morty take a whiff of Carla and I'll take a whiff of Morty and you take a whiff of both of us.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't see.
If I can make this a candle, I would.
Is there a, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow did. Yeah. So,
why not you?
It smells like my Vagoo. That's wow. Okay, single or married Vagoo. That's the difference right there. Oh, it's early. Good thing. Few Things You Should Know brought to you by Young Injury Law. In pain, call Shane 702-999-9900 or youninjurylawnv.com.
New music, Carla. We have new music from the band Journey.
Yeah.
This is a song called The Way We Used to Be. Listen to this. If I didn't tell you that was Journey, would you know it was Journey?
No, and I think it's weak. I think it's just a song. I think it's just a... I listened to the whole song, and it just... No.
Goes nowhere.
No. No.
That's
the
first...
It sounds like a song that maybe Neil Schon would do, but
that's the first thing I realized when listening to it, that if you didn't tell me this was Journey...
Yeah.
I wouldn't know it's Journey.
Right.
I mean, that signature Steve Perry voice or who's ever singing now with them.
If you listen to the whole thing, you might get a little more of a feel, but it's so generic to me. It's such a, it could be Nickelback, quite honestly. Could be Nickelback, and they'd have given it probably a little more of a little more of a punch. Yeah. Nickelback, Smash Mouth, it could have been any of those.
But that's Journey's new single, The Way We Used to Be.
Interesting.
Huh.
Okay. I know.
So they recorded it, listened to it, and said, thumbs up.
Yeah, okay, let's cut this,
Okay. Thumbs up, thumbs down, it's up to you, I guess. Huh. All right, those tickets for Erasure in February of 22, we have those to give away. We'll tell you how to win in about 7-8 minutes from now. It's the Bee Gees, Staying Alive. We broke the news earlier in the week, a couple of days ago? Was it Monday? Erasure.
Yes.
Back out. Going to be in town. Venetian Theater. Feb 27th of next year. Now, these tickets don't go on sale until Friday. But you have a chance to win it before you could buy them. All you have to do, we're going to play a clip of a song.
A very short clip of a song.
It all ties together, though.
It does.
Once we have the correct answer, we'll explain it to you.
Yes.
But from this little clip, can you identify the title of this song? That's it.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
It'll all make sense.
Love that. That's very soothing, by the way.
It is.
That is very soothing.
Hold on. Somebody's at the door.
I know. Uh-huh. Hide! Hide!
Company.
All right. So from that, identify the name of that song.
Yes.
After we get through news, weather, and traffic, looking for caller number 970-2739-9636. Here it is again. Listen closely. I know it really doesn't make sense now.
Mm-hmm.
But once we, again, find the winning answer, it'll all tie together. Good luck. Tickets for Erasure. All right, we're looking for a winner. From this little clip, can you identify the title of the song? Carla Teresa's on the phone. Teresa, from that little clip, can you identify the title of the song we're looking for?
Is it Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode?
Good job!
Isn't one of the singers from Erasure was in Depeche Mode?
You're very good. Yes, Vince Clarke was one of the founding members, and he left. He said no regrets. He left because the band was still young, and they were just not getting along, just like young band members don't get along. So he left.
Didn't think they were going to go anywhere.
No, but he said, I have no regrets at all. They were great and all that, but I just didn't want to deal with that. That's all.
That's all.
Great. Yeah.
Now, that's why we played the Depeche Mode song.
Yes.
All right. You you have the tickets before you can even buy them. Erasure at the Venetian in February of next year. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Partly cloudy with a chance of rain. I don't know what's going on out there. I'm not a weather person. I just pass along the message. 91 now.
Friend up in Reno yesterday who posted, you know, a screenshot of her weather app, and it was like 83 degrees. I said, oh, I wish.
Yeah.
I wish. Oh, we're okay. All right. I'll see you soon. Don't let it get any hotter.
Morty just came in from outside and said it's just muggy and it's supposed to rain and stuff like that. So.
Ooh.
All right. Hey, I wanted to throw this. I read an article that of these games that are starting arguments and fights, literal fights, physical fights, when families get together for game night.
Yeah.
Which game have you banned from your home because of that reason? Now, at our house, we used to play catchphrase a lot.
Yes.
I don't know if you're familiar
with it. I've played with you.
We've put that down for
techniques.
A while.
Yeah.
Because they accuse me of slow play.
Mm-hmm.
And then the couples that you pair up, you know, they start shouting at each other. Say something.
Yeah.
Give me a clue.
Yeah.
So we said, you know what? We're going to relax. Take a deep breath and put that game down.
Well, first of all, isn't the goal of any game to win?
Exactly.
Yeah. Angie accuses me of being very competitive, and me and Monica are very competitive. Monica more than myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, I've been told by a few people that we can't play any more games. It's like, oh, stop it.
If you ain't cheating, you
stop
ain't trying.
It. Yes. And I also like to modify the rules to make it more fun, not to
go along.
Why do I have to stick to words that are in the dictionary in a Scrabble game? That is no fun.
Mm-hmm.
So my word is a word today.
Thank you.
So just shut up and
move along. Count the points and move along.
That is right.
What about anybody else listening this morning? What game have you banned or said, we're going to put this over here for a while?
Right.
Until everybody cools down.
Yeah.
And maybe play another game or something like that.
Yeah, you can just eliminate Monopoly from my household and most everyone's.
Same.
It takes too long. Everybody's fatigued, you know, halfway through the game, which you think is halfway through the game, but you're not even halfway through the game, that you have to go to bed and wake up the next day and finish the flipping game.
And you can't trust anybody as the banker.
No, you cannot. No,
you
can't.
That's why they came out with a cheating version of Monopoly. So what is it? What game is it?
Take money?
Text or call?
What?
I one time said, Jody and I are playing a game, phase 10 or something.
Yeah.
Oh, look what's down here. Three cards.
Say yes.
Are you serious?
I didn't know.
And they're all wild. Wow. Talking about those games that have been banned from your home because of the arguments they cause.
Yes.
And the family can't play together well if you play this game or that game. What game is it? Michelle's on the phone. Michelle, what is it?
It's Pictionary, played with a family. And my husband was paired with his 80-year-old mother.
Oh, geez.
Who was drawing stick figures, and he called her a idiot.
Oh.
So that was the end of that game, and we've never played again.
I will be very honest with you. My best friend, Monica, and her husband and I got in a huge argument over Pictionary years ago. And now that you've brought it up, I don't believe we've played since then.
It's his 80-year-old mother.
I know, but you know what? If she couldn't draw, she couldn't draw.
She shouldn't be playing.
That's right. In her defense, that's all I can really draw are stick figures.
Exactly.
It's Running Man, Running Man. Don't you see the things behind him?
Michelle, have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you so much.
I really believe everybody has that game.
Yeah.
That's been banned.
I don't. Yes, I'm sure. Monopoly, Carlos says, my goodness, I'll never forget summer of 2006. My son had hotels on Boardwalk and Park Place, and his sister kept landing on them. After she went broke, she flipped the whole game board pieces and money flying everywhere. We never found the top hat, by the way. It was then we decided it was best to 86 the game from the premises.
He remembers the year.
That's so funny.
I think everyone's done that.
That is hilarious. And they can't find the top hat. Oh, my God. Those are the original pieces. Yeah. Oh, Barbara said, I won't play Rummy with my kids anymore because they change the rules constantly. You can't change the rules of Rummy. You can't do that.
It's Rummy.
Yeah, I know. I don't blame you, Barbara. And Mary Alice says this, our household theory, win if you have to, lose if you must, but always cheat.
I love that. That, you know what? That's a t-shirt.
Oh, Mary Alice, I think that may be happening.
That's a game night t-shirt.
Yes, it is.
Everybody gets one.
Oh,
here's like how we're
that.
Playing.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Good one.
Talking about those games you banned from the family house because you just can't play it anymore. Too many fights, arguments. Everybody's cheating. Jeremiah, what game is it?
So for us, it's euchre.
Oh, yeah. Euchre.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Wow, neither have I.
You know, my grandparents have been playing for like 50 years. They go down to the lodge and they play. You know, my grandpa was always, he could tell you what cards you held by what had been played. And when my wife and I first got together, you know, we played with them and she has no concept of the game whatsoever, but she's some sort of savant.
Oh.
She sits there and doesn't know what she's doing and wins like every single hand.
Oh, that's so much fun.
And my grandparents screamed at her, like, you shouldn't be able to win by playing that way. And not only will they not play, but for a long time, they wouldn't even come over to the house.
Because that is a grandparent game.
Yes.
It is.
Euchre. Yep.
Jeremiah, thanks for the call.
All right. Oh.
And it's very frustrating playing with somebody like that. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just
winning. Yeah, I know. I've never played before. This is fantastic.
Can you explain this to me again? Because I have no clue.
This is great. One of our listeners said the original game of Risk. My wife and I were playing. We were down to the last move. It was my turn. I was about to play. She said, you win, dump the board before I could make the final move. Without the physical final move, the game was only 99% complete. We never played again. That was 30 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Still have the game in the box, and there it will remain.
Dust on it, you know. Yeah.
Honey, do you want it? No. We will not do
Wait until the new relative comes over and says, hey, what about this game?
You want to play Risk? Ooh. Listen to this. Risk, apparently, the whole thing. Kim said, as a kid growing up, my brother would flip the board. One day, my mom stepped on a game piece with her bare foot. She went to the closet, took out every game until she found Risk, that piece, and threw it away. We were never allowed to play Risk again.
It's serious stuff. Okay, remember how we were talking about everybody, how competitive Carla is? Angie's on the phone. You know. Your Angie's on the phone. Angie, we want to hear your side of the story.
Okay. Well, to be fair, she's not the worst.
Okay.
She's not the worst. I've definitely played with people who are far more competitive, and it gets way uglier when they're losing. But she gets real mad at Yahtzee.
At Yahtzee?
At Yahtzee. Which I think is hilarious because I'm like, you realize you have no control over this whatsoever, right?
No, you don't. You just tossed the dice.
She's yelling at the dice.
Wow.
Yelling at the scorecard.
Do you throw the dice aggressively?
I don't do that.
Oh. No, she doesn't, but she gets this grumpy face.
Jody and I, we've played Yahtzee too, and I love it. Jody will go, well, why are you going for your ones? Why don't you go for, or why don't you take, it's my turn.
Right.
I know what I'm doing. Everything's calculated, honey. It's all up here.
If I have to cross something off, no.
Meanwhile, I'm over here trying to use logic like, you know you can't control the way the dice roll, right?
Yeah. And
you
Angie, well,
have
she's...
Have wine.
Yes, have some more wine. She's the person who it's like every game's fun. What? It's just fun.
Oh,
well, no, but...
All right. X her off the list, guest list on game night.
Thank you, honey, I think.
Oh, you're
I think.
So very welcome.
Love you.
I love you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We talked about the VGK. They blew it last night to take the lead in the best of seven series.
Yes, they did.
Losing 4-1, and the Canadians can wrap it up with a win tomorrow night up in Montreal. A puck drop at, what, five?
Five.
That's the only good news.
Unless
we can win. It's an early game. Aviators, they put their three-game winning streak on the line starting tomorrow night on the road up in Salt Lake. For a six-game series, which has been the norm now for minor league baseball. They just bring the team in. You're going to stay there for six nights.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I kind of like.
I do, too, actually. I like that a lot.
So let's see if the Aviators can keep it going. And that starts tomorrow night up in Salt Lake City. Sunshine. Hey, sunshine. Look at me.
Well,
I'm so trained.
It's trying. Oh, no. It looks like we were getting a couple sprinkles. But, all right.
Partly cloudy.
Sprinkle warning.
Chance of rain. Thunderstorm possible. I don't know. High in the low 90s. You know, Channel 3 said high 104 earlier.
Yeah.
So I had to change mine, so I changed it back.
Dumped it, yes.
It's only about 91 now, and this is about as warm as it's going to get.
Listen, if you're going to rain, too, rain. Do it already.
Just get it over with.
Yes.
Especially before the weekend.
Man.
So what you see is what we're going to get all day long. Let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Cake.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This was very cool. Tampa Bay Rays called up rookie Wander Franco. He's now the first major leaguer born in 2001. He's the baby.
Oh.
I know. They say he's expected to break all sorts of batting records. I don't know. Don't put that out there because it'll jinx him. But,
well, he plays for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yes, well, so. Exactly. Yeah, and he's 20? Good. That's great. If he has, hopefully he has time in between, you know, recording TikTok videos to get it. Oh, am I up to? Okay.
I forget who it was. Robin Yount comes to mind.
Oh, Robin Yount.
The
wow.
Milwaukee Brewers. He was, I think, 18 years old when he started playing Major League Baseball. 18.
Some guys do it right out of
You can't
right
even go out and celebrate a win.
No, you can't. Yeah.
I'll take a knee high.
Hand me a juice. Give me a Capri Sun. Yeah, that's right. Well, this is happening today. Now, first of all, there were some new court documents. Boy, this is just so sad. They show that Britney Spears has had a problem with her dad running her conservatorship for years. She says he controls everything, right down to the color of her kitchen cabinets. I guess he is just, I don't know. She goes to court today, and she's going to be able to speak up today. So don't know what, you know, she will say, but I hope this gets better.
Yeah.
Whatever is going on here, I hope it gets better. I feel bad for her. I really do. A lot of music moments that people wish they could have seen live. I posted a whole list of them on our website. Some of them, of course, Woodstock, the original Woodstock. Being there would have been just amazing, absolutely amazing. The Beatles' famous rooftop concert in 1969. I believe that was their last concert.
Yeah.
And, of course, Whitney Houston singing the Stars.
Don't they rank that as one of the best versions of our Star Spangled Banner of all time?
I think it's actually ranked as the best. Other people would say, no, I think this was better, but that was ranked as the best. And it was effortless.
And then when Jennifer Hudson did it, it's like, oh.
That was good.
That was very comparable to Whitney Houston.
Yeah, but I think because it was Whitney, you know.
And during that time back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, and she came out in her little white sweats. God, I miss her. Miss that voice. Steven Spielberg, I mentioned him yesterday doing some movies, of course, for Netflix. But there have been talks of doing a Jaws remake. He says, no, I will not let that happen. I will not let that happen. So, good.
Oh, got it.
That's a leave it as it was movie. It was so of the time as well. Yes. Leave it be. How are you going to redo that? What are we going to have a bunch of kids lined up trying to do that, a TikTok video? Do it. No, man, look at the sharks bouncing, dude. Look at it. Look, it's a boomerang. It's a boomerang of him eating that kid. Yeah, it's great.
It comes back as the son of that shark.
They remade it five times already. It was called Sharknado.
Yes, it was sort of. Yes, sort of. Some publications, listen to this. Every day it's something. J-Lo apparently wants Ben Affleck to quit smoking. Sources say she said, you got to stop because it's gross. And apparently he smokes about two packs a day.
Already.
Yeah.
They're already at it.
Good. Do it, Jennifer. Yeah. Do it, J-Lo, because it's a gross habit. It's a gross habit.
Have you ever broken up with somebody because they smoke? You found out later after a couple of dates?
That's a total turnoff to me. I dated somebody who smoked for a while, and I couldn't handle it. Yeah. I can't handle kissing that person who smokes. It's gross. Mm-hmm. It's gross. And the organizers of the Tokyo Olympics, I just have to share this. Now, they're asking athletes, of course, to drink alone in their rooms. Don't get frisky out there with other athletes. No. And they hand out a couple hundred thousand condoms. This year, organizers said, listen, why don't you just take these home and you use them when you get home? Don't do that stuff here. So,
right. In their little gift bag. Oh,
this will be fun, huh? This will be waiting my whole life to get here. This will be fun, huh? I'll sit in my room alone. That's great. That is my take for now. You miss anything on this show, definitely check out our podcasts, 96.3kklz.com.
Have those tickets for Sebastian Maniscalco to give away. Tell you how to win those here in a minute. Don't know if you've ever heard of the name Will Cutbill, Carla, but he has set the Guinness record for stacking M&Ms. Listen to this. And the cool thing, they have music behind it and everything. It's that suspenseful.
This is going to be harder than I first thought. Four. Oh, no. No.
Come on.
M&Ms.
There you go.
He said it is, and it is. I don't know if you've ever tried to stack M&Ms, even just one on another one. It is nearly impossible.
The new record is five.
Yeah, that may not seem like a lot, but that's a lot.
What kind of M&Ms?
They're round, regular M&Ms.
Not the peanut.
Regular. No, peanut isn't. You can't stack a peanut.
Yeah.
Yeah, peanut. They're all different sizes, but the regular ones, it is. I mean, try to get a pack if there's a pack down there, Morty. It's so crazy. We'll try to
give me
stack
some gloves.
Well,
someone give me some gloves. I'll do it.
Here's a buck.
There. I know. Do we have? Do we need?
Am I really going and getting some?
Yeah. See if there's some in the vending machine downstairs. We got to see because it's hard.
Because everybody thinks
it's hard.
Five.
Yeah.
That's all he did.
I know. Oh.
Have you tried it?
Try it. Try it, people.
So
we'll
the new world record is five.
Yeah. Hoo-wee.
So you have to have like nerves of steel.
Yes. You
were
do.
You gonna sneeze?
I have to. And then it just keeps stopping. Okay, I'm good. I'm not gonna sneeze.
All right, Morty's going downstairs.
Yeah,
we'll video the whole thing and see if he can't do it, or one of us can do it.
Yes,
because it does. It seems so. Just five? I thought he did like
five.
10 or
Come
15,
on. Yeah.
20.
And that's the record. Five.
So
yeah, we might beat the record.
All right, you never know. Tickets for Sebastian Maniscalco. He is coming back to Encore Theater over at the Wind Resort. Being Wednesday, it's going to another episode of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. Do that in about 6-7 minutes from now. Morty, did you get the M&Ms?
I got them.
Okay.
Right, we're going to try it.
We'll try it.
Yeah.
Video the whole thing and see if this can't be done. Five. That's the record. The world record of stacking M&Ms is five.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems so easy.
Yeah, right.
But it's harder than it looks. All right, we'll get to that here in a minute. Right now, those tickets for Sebastian Maniscalco. For those of you who didn't hear, he's coming back to Vegas in August.
Yes.
Encore Theater, Wynn Resorts, and being Wednesday, it's another. He's from Chicago, by the way.
He is from Chicago.
Big
Sebastian
Chicago guy.
Yes.
So
yes.
The reason we did this is because of the Chicago connection.
Right.
All right.
From Chicago, yes.
Another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
There you go.
Oh, that first part was good, though. Those first four bars were great.
We lost the bass in that last part, but all you have to do is identify the name of that song. Be the ninth caller from that clip, from that Kazookie-okie.
Okay.
All right, here it is one more time. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Right
here
up until here. You can turn down the headphones as much as you want.
Maybe we can pick a key next time on that.
Keesh me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, anyone can do it in key.
Yeah.
Come on. Jeez.
All right. Ooh. From that, identify the song after we get their news and weather, starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. You got tickets for Sebastian Maniscalco. Giving you a chance to win these tickets, Sebastian Maniscalco over at the Wynn Resort with another segment of
Kazookie-okie Wednesday.
Karen's on the phone. Karen, from that musical on the kazoo, can you identify the name of the song?
Boogie Night.
No.
No. Try again.
Sarah, what about you? Can you identify the song by title?
Well, it sounded good in the beginning.
Oh.
Not sure about the end.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right. We didn't ask for a review, Sarah.
To me, it sounded like Let's Groove Tonight by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yes.
There you go. There you go.
Little Miss Critical.
I know it. Well, I give it 2 stars. But anyhow.
You know you are trying to win tickets, right? You got the tickets, though. Sebastian Maniscalco, Encore Theater at the Wynn Resort in August. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
It's gotten to the point where Morty and Carla are trying to stack M&Ms. What did one listener text in, and he said what?
Well, she said, I can't even get one. She said, I've tried to do 2, but they taste really good.
Oh, okay. You have stocked.
I have done 2.
I have done two.
Did you get 2? Yeah, Morty. There you go.
All right.
There you go.
So that's
Silence?
Where we're at. Silence.
Silence. I know.
You two are so intense. I will tell you, right now, that's the Nevada state record is 2.
2, yeah.
So
I'm going to get 3.
Okay. Keep going. Mike and Carla Moore.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Mike's show and journey.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, just when you think it's just you up there, a couple climbed a mountain in the Alps. Decided to get it on because they were 6,500 feet up in the middle of nowhere. I mean, who's going to bother them? What could possibly go wrong? Well, they have these nature cameras up there, and they got a shot of them doing it. And of course, you have to post it online.
Oh, gosh. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Oopsie.
Oh, my gosh.
Now they're famous. Cops in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, had to respond to a call on Saturday after a couple that had only been dating for a couple of weeks got into a heated fight about making s'mores. I don't think this relationship's going to work out. How heated do you get?
You know, though, do you ever think about, really, the dumb arguments that you have with your spouse, your partner, your family members? Do you ever think about the dumb, stupid arguments you get into where you reach a point and it's like, what were we even arguing about?
I told you that story one time where I woke up and Jody was on the couch. I go downstairs and I said, why are you sleeping on the couch? Because I was so mad at you last night. You know, you pissed me off. And I said, what did I do? She goes, well, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But it must have been something bad because I slept on the couch.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
It must have been something bad.
And I'll remember sooner or later. And clearly it's later, but she can't remember.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yes, exactly. So maybe
you might be right.
I know. Was it really over the s'mores? Yeah, I know. You know what? I have stories on the stupidity of drinking and driving. Guy was driving his pickup out in Texas, in Waco, Texas. Earlier this month. So he cut off some local game wardens. You don't do that.
No.
Then he started driving on the wrong side of the road, and the wardens pulled him over. They got to the truck, and he couldn't understand what they were even talking about. So he went to turn down his music, and he was struggling. So he literally said to the game wardens, hold my beer. And he stumbled out of the truck, failed the test. They had to give him a field sobriety test. Failed the test. Went with the police happily.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know what the heck was going on. You can just leave that plan, Mike, because a Florida woman.
Here's another one.
A Florida woman with the last name Booze was arrested for a DUI. So now in any other state, that'd be a coincidence. But in Florida,
it's every day.
Yes, Ms. Booze crashed her car into the Taco Bell she worked at, by the way. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't know if she was on the clock, just getting to work.
Uh-huh.
Don't know. But she's also been thrown in the clink. Miss Booze. Ms. Booze. Maybe it's a Mrs. Booze. I don't know. But you know what? You make that your middle name, maybe, for the rest of your life. Just switch them. Why not? It is Tuesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. I don't know if you've heard about this kid. He's 22 years old. Daniel Marshall is his name. He is autistic. He works the drive-through at a McDonald's in Minnesota, Arden Hills, Minnesota. And everyone absolutely loves him because he sings. First off, here he is and some people, customers, that are also talking about him along with one of his managers.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, we love you. Thank you so much for choosing Arden Hills McDonald's. My name is Daniel. How are you today? I was different from a lot of people. I was called names.
Every day. They would say to him, you just need to quit.
I understand how he ticked. My youngest son is actually autistic as well. Customer service is that for Daniel.
Y'all looking swaggerific right now.
Everything he has, he puts into that.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. And his manager, who was the last one talking there, she has a son who's autistic.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, I very much understood him. And he is that guy. He works 6 days a week, generally.
Yeah.
Asks for more shifts. Because he absolutely loves it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know what? It's a brand new opportunity for me to be somebody in the world. So, you know what? That's very touching. It's
you know what,
very,
Daniel,
very
we
touching.
Salute you. And
yes.
At McDonald's, we salute you because, you know, giving him the opportunity to work every day.
Yeah.
Make some money.
No,
that's
kidding.
Awesome.
And Daniel, for the record, if you're listening, Mike lasted 2 weeks at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Okay, just so you know,
I couldn't take it.
What did you do?
I did the quarter pounders.
Quarter pounders. That's right.
Yeah. This is where you had to wear the paper hat and the smock.
No, he loves it. He wants to work extra.
Well, good for him. You know what? Maybe better for him than me.
Good for him. I'm going to tell you right now, I'll bet you he goes on to manage. He goes on to own a McDonald's or two, and he'll be a millionaire. He'll be a millionaire. Good for you, Daniel. You're awesome. Yeah. Mike didn't last 2 weeks, Daniel.
I should have researched more or something. But good for him. That's a great story.
It sure is.
Anytime you have a feel-good story, go ahead. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Hey, getting ready to kick off the first of three commercial-free music sweeps. The 96.3 KKLZ Morning Music Marathon. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. That about does it for us. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll cool you down. She is back. She has family four packs to Cowabunga Bay.
Yeah.
And a concert announcement that couldn't be talked about until after 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So she'll have that for you as well. Otherwise, you know what? Thank you for calling in, texting in.
Yes.
Making this show what it is, and we have no idea what it is, but those family secrets were great.
Oh, man, no kidding. Wow.
And if you missed that segment, check it out in the podcast on our morning show page at 96.3kklz.com. So do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.